Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Without knowing it, kids are the best comedians. James was hanging out with his 6-year-old daughter when she said, "Dad, why do bad guys always try to take over?" James replied, "Because they want to be in charge and make all the rules." The girl thought about that and said, "Then why don't they become moms?" Well, here are more comedic moments with kids. Lisa's kids, 5 and 6, were talking. The younger one asked, "What is a humanitarian?" The other responded, "It's like a vegetarian, but they eat humans." Reminds me of the cannibal that stopped eating clowns because they tasted funny. When Tara was pregnant, she asked her little guy, "Do you want the baby to be a girl or a boy?" Her son replied, "I want the baby to be Batman." What a little joker. Rob says, "My 7-year-old wrote a letter to the tooth fairy. He has no loose teeth and hasn't lost a tooth yet. He just wanted to introduce himself." Haley overheard this conversation between 2nd grade boys. "Do you think you'll ever fall in love?" "I don't know. I think if she likes pancakes, then probably." "My wife makes great pancakes, and that's why I married her." David and his 6-year-old daughter were listening to a song. "What's he singing about, Daddy?" she asked. "He's saying that nothing in life is permanent," David answered. She said, "But markers are permanent." Well, she had a fine point there, don't you think? Okay, that was bad. Even the most hardened adult can't help but smile when a little child prays. One morning, Celeste took her 3 children to a diner for breakfast. It was one of those old-fashioned eateries where you sit and dine at the counter. On this morning, it was particularly crowded, and they had to take separate seats. 8-year-old Mary was seated several stools away from her mother, and when her food was served, she called down in a loud voice, "Mom, don't people say grace in this place?" A sudden hush fell over the diner, and before Celeste could figure out what to say, the server said, "Yes, we do, sister. You say it." All the people at the counter bowed their heads. Mary did too. Then in a clear voice said, "God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for this food. Amen." Well, not surprisingly, smiles broke out all over that diner. I love the innocent faith of a child. I love the way they live in wonder. In a serious world, kids remind us to loosen up. It's like they're saying, "Hey, lighten up. Nobody gets out of here alive, so let's lighten up and look up." It isn't until we get older that we learn to keep our heads down and our mouths shut. Of course, this isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes we shouldn't say exactly what we're thinking, but we could all use a daily injection of childlike innocence, of childlike faith in a loving God who so obviously created these wonders around us. In Matthew 18, Jesus called a little kid over, then turned to the adults and said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus calls us today to be like kids. Surely this involves being humble, vulnerable, dependent, seeking. I think it involves smiling, laughing, playing, and trusting our daddy. My favorite quote from a child lately was from my grandson Ezra, who's 3. He came up to his mommy, folded his hands, and prayed with eyes wide open, "Dear Jesus, please put a roof on my heart and live in it. Thank you for forgiving me. I love you. My heart won't break again now." Oh, God bless you, Ezra. And all you children out there, young and old. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.